Thank you so much. We're off to the races. It's Mike and Kim with the good stuff.
We're racing now?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm just always looking for an opening.
A new opening?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Off to the races we go.
And I understand you have some good stuff on baseball.
Baseball related. Yeah. Good summer thing.
Let's take care of a little business before we do it.
All right.
All right. I want to talk about Tri-State Livestock News. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read, and there is a reason. If you're looking for a trusted source for all things agriculture, this is what you're looking for. It provides you with the latest updates and industry news. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read, and they're dedicated to making your ranching life simpler and more prosperous. What do you need to do? Just visit tsln.com, and you'll find out.
I've got something on baseball called Don't Widen the Plate. So, I don't know the author on this, but it's a good one. In Nashville, Tennessee, during the first week of January 1996, more than 4,000 baseball coaches descended upon the Opryland Hotel for the annual convention. While I waited in line to register, I heard other more veteran coaches rumbling about the lineup of speakers scheduled to present during the weekend. One name in particular kept resurfacing, always the same statement. John Scalinas is here? Oh man, worth every penny of my airfare. Who the heck is John Scalinas, I wondered. No matter, I was just happy to be there. In 1996, Coach Scalinas was 78 years old and 5 years retired from college coaching career that began in 1948. He shuffled to the stage in an impressive standing ovation, a string around his neck from which a home plate hung, a full-size, stark white home plate. After speaking for 25 minutes, not once mentioning the prop hanging around his neck, Coach Scalinas appeared to notice the snickering among some of the coaches. Even those who knew the coach had to wonder exactly where he was going with this, or if he had simply forgotten about home plate since he'd gotten on stage. Then finally, "You're probably all wondering why I'm wearing home plate around my neck," he said, his voice growing stronger. I laughed along with the others, acknowledging the possibility. "I may be old, but I'm not crazy. The reason I stand before you today is to share with you, baseball people, what I've learned in my life, what I've learned about home plate in my 78 years. Do you know how wide home plate is in Little League?" After a pause, someone offered, "17 inches?" "That's right," he said. "How about in Babe Ruth's day?" After a long pause, "17 inches?" came a guess from another coach. "That's right," said Coach Scalinas. "How wide is home plate in high school baseball?" 17 inches, they said, sounding more confident. "You're right," Scalinas barked. "And you college coaches, how wide is home plate in college?" 17 inches, we said in unison. "Any minor league coaches here? How wide is home plate in pro ball?" 17 inches. "Right. And in the major leagues, how wide home plate is in the major leagues?" 17 inches. 17 inches, he confirmed, his voice bellowing off the walls. "And what do they do with a big league pitcher who can't throw the ball over 17 inches? They send him to Pocatello," he hollered, drawing raucous laughter. "What they do is this. They don't say, 'Oh, that's okay, Jimmy. You can't hit a 17-inch target. Well, make it 18 inches or 19 inches. We'll make it 20 inches so you have a better chance of hitting it. If you can't hit that, let us know so we can make it wider still. Say 25 inches. Pause, coaches. Pause. What do we do when our best player shows up late to practice? What if he gets caught drinking? Do we hold him accountable or do we change the rules to fit him? Do we widen home plate?" The chuckles gradually faded as 4,000 coaches grew quiet, the fog lifting as the old coach's message began to unfold. He turned to the plate toward himself and used his Sharpie, began to draw something. When he turned it toward the crowd, "This is the problem in our homes today, with our marriages and with the way we parent our kids, with our discipline. We don't teach accountability to our kids, and there is no consequence for failing to meet the standards. We widen the plate. And we allow them to widen home plate, and we see our country falling into a dark abyss while we watch. I was amazed at a baseball convention where I expected to learn something about curveballs and bunting, how to run better practices. If I'm lucky," Coach Scalinas concluded, "you will remember one thing from this old coach today. It is, if we fail to hold yourselves or ourselves to a higher standard, a standard of what we know to be right, if we fail to hold our spouses and our children to the same standards, if we're unwilling or unable to provide a consequence when they do not meet the standard, and if our schools and churches and our government fail to hold themselves accountable to those they serve, there is but one thing to look forward to, dark days ahead. He's the best clinic speaker at the coaches has ever known because he was so much more than a baseball coach. His message was clear. Coaches, keep your players, no matter how good they are, your own children, your churches, your government, keep them all to 17 inches. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff."